Yugoslavia's government is threatening to withdraw a bill from Parliament that would establish cooperation with the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. The ruling coalition of President Vojislav Koštunica so far has failed to convince a key voting bloc in Parliament to support the measure. The law is intended to make possible the extradition to The Hague of former President Slobodan Milosevic. NPR's Guy Raz is in eastern Yugoslavia. Who's blocking this legislation?
Well, Bob, there's a key voting bloc in Parliament, which is made up of a group of politicians from the Yugoslav province of Montenegro. And they oppose this measure, and they have the power to block it. Now, this group of Montenegrin politicians were once political allies of former President Milosevic. And back in Montenegro, their constituencies are strongly opposed to cooperating with the tribunal because many people there see it as biased. But it's also important to point out that the leading government coalition, which includes parties led by President Koštunica and the Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic, they both indicated that they do indeed want to cooperate with the Hague Tribunal. But in order to do that, many leaders here argue that it requires an act of parliament to be passed. So right now, under the current Yugoslav constitution, no citizen can be extradited and tried by a foreign government. And so that's been cited as the reason why Milosevic can't yet be sent to The Hague.
And supporters of cooperation with The Hague, what can they do?
If the proposal doesn't reach the Yugoslav parliament, it's possible that the Serbian parliament, which functions a little bit like a state assembly in the United States, could decide to take up the issue themselves. But there's a problem there as well, and that is that the current president of the Serbian parliament, a guy called Milan Milutinovic, he also happens to have been indicted on war crimes charges, so it's unlikely he's going to sign legislation that will amount to his own arrest warrant. But there's another alternative, there's another possibility, and it seems more likely, and that is that President Koštunica will simply send him off to The Hague. A lot of legal experts that I've spoken to over the past week say that there's no need to pass any law on cooperating with The Hague, because the Yugoslav Constitution only bars extradition to a foreign government. Of course, the Hague Tribunal is an international court, so it doesn't necessarily bar the Yugoslav government from sending Milosevic without support from Parliament.
Several mass graves have been discovered in Yugoslavia in the past week. Are these discoveries pushing public opinion toward the extradition of Milosevic?
To a certain extent, yes. Right now I'm about 5 hours east of Belgrade along the Serbian-Romanian border, near a village called Kladovo, where Serbian police allegedly, under orders from Milosevic, buried hundreds of bodies of Kosovar Albanians who were killed by Serb paramilitary units in 1999. What actually shocks ordinary Serbs most is the extent to which Milosevic went to cover up evidence of those war crimes. There's another reality working here, and that is money. This country is financially bankrupt. It's slated to receive about $1 billion in much-needed aid from the United States and Europe later this month. Now, the U.S. policy has always been that it will not give Yugoslavia any financial support until the government here agrees to fully cooperate with the Hague Tribunal. And in the end, of course, that means extraditing Milosevic to face war crimes charges.
NPR's Guy Raz in eastern Yugoslavia.